శేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణి వాంఛాకల్ప జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. In this very beautiful song, we heard that Nityananda Prabhu was ordered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go and become a businessman. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told us all to become businessmen. But what kind of businessmen? We have to open a shop. And what are we going to sell in that shop? The holy name. And what is the price we are going to sell it for? There's always a price. Nothing comes free. There's always a price for everything. So the song gave a hint. Shraddha, faith. Shraddhavan janahe, shraddhavan janahe. So the price that we are going to sell the holy name for is faith. And who is the chief marketing agent? Nityananda Prabhu. None other than Balaram. And we are all going to be his assistants to distribute the holy name of Sri Krishna everywhere. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is a very beautiful description of this whole pastime, which has been very succinctly compiled into a song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author of Chaitanya Bhagavat, explains this whole pastime in one chapter. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calls Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. Shunu shunu Nityananda, shunu Haridas, sarvatra amaragya koraho prakash. Come, listen to me Nityananda. Listen Haridas, come here. Go everywhere and broadcast my order to everybody. Sarvatra Amar Agya Karaho Prakash. Sarvatra means everywhere. Amar Agya means my order. Karaho Prakash means to broadcast. So broadcast my order everywhere. And what was Mahaprabhu's order? Prati ghare ghare giya karo ei bhiksha. Prati ghare ghare giya karo ei bhiksha. Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Kora Krishna, Shiksha. So that was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. That prati ghare ghare giya, go to every home, Kora ei bhiksha, and then beg this in charity from the owners or the residents of that house. What's the charity you're going to beg from them? You're going to ask them to do something. What will we ask? Bolo Krishna, chant Krishna's names. Bhaja Krishna, worship Krishna. Karo Krishna Shiksha, learn and teach about Krishna's instructions and apply them in your life. So that was the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he told them, now you go out every day, all day long you should do this. And then in the evening come back and give me a report on what has happened. So therefore Nityananda Prabhu is the chief sales agent or marketing agent on behalf of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to distribute the holy name to us, because the holy name is non-different from Krishna, And chanting of the holy names of Krishna is the Yuga Dharma, the method for deliverance in this age of Kali. So Nadiya Godrume, in the Godruma Dweep, or the part of Nadiya that is known as Godrum, Nadiya is a district in India. So this great soul, Mahajan, Nityananda, what has he done? Namahatta Patiyachi. He has opened, a hatta means, in local language, it means a bazaar or a shop, supermarket. And he has opened this shop of the holy name, Nama, Jivera Karan, just for the sake of the deliverance of the fallen souls in this age. And he's calling everybody, Shraddhavan Janahe, Shraddhavan Janahe. Shraddhavan means faithful, Jana means people. So he's calling out to all the faithful people, please come, please come. Prabhur Agyay Bhai Magi Ei Bhiksha. Prabhur Agya, Prabhu meaning Mahaprabhu. So on the basis of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, I am asking from you one thing in charity. Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Karo Krishna Shiksha. So please chant Krishna's names, worship Krishna, and learn and teach about Krishna's message and instruction. And what else? Aparadha shunya hoy laho Krishna naam. So take Krishna's names, but without any offense. Aparadha shunya hoy. Aparad means offenses. Shunya means zero. So chant the holy names of Krishna free from any offenses. And consider Krishna mata, Krishna pita, Krishna dhana pran. Understand that Krishna is your mother, Krishna is your father, Krishna is the treasure of your life. Krishna is everything for you. So this is the message that Nityananda Prabhu, or this is the product, the holy name. And along with that, there are so many ancillaries that you have, no? Suppose you sell a laptop computer. Then along with that laptop, you'll sell so many other things. You'll sell something to charge it, you'll sell some cord, maybe a CD driver, whatever it is, that so many things will come along with that. So the main product is the holy name, that's the teaching. And along with that is the proper consciousness in which we chant the holy names. We have to chant without offenses, and we have to chant with the understanding that Krishna is our very life and soul. The relationship that we have with Krishna is eternal. All the other relationships that we have in this world are all temporary. They are all based on the platform of the body, material body. And because the material body is temporary, these material relationships are also temporary. But the relationship that we have with Krishna is on the platform of the soul. The soul is eternal, Krishna is eternal, and therefore the relationship of the soul with Krishna is also eternal. So what is Krishna consciousness? Krishna consciousness is the revival of the eternal relationship of the eternal soul with the eternal Supreme Lord, Krishna. So we are talking of something eternal. Mothers and fathers we have had in every life. Children and brothers and sisters and friends and enemies we have had in every life and every species. But who remembers? We had a previous life. We had mother, father, children, we don't know what else. So many relationships we had, but we don't remember them. What about the life before that? And the life before that? And the one before that? Not just in the human form of life. In every species of life, we had relationships. In lower species where those relationships may not have been very consciously understood, but still they were there. Even when we were in a lizard's body, we had a mother and a father. Even as an ant, we had some father, some mother. We had some relationship there, but who remembers? We don't remember. But this one relationship with Krishna is the eternal relationship. That relationship never changes. Unfortunately, that's the most important relationship of our life, which we have forgotten. So that same Krishna, who is our eternal mother, eternal father, eternal treasure of our life, has descended as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us, to remind us of that eternal relationship. And that can be revived by the process of chanting the holy names of Krishna. So that's the charity that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to ask from everybody through his marketing agents, Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, and so on. Can we move up the song? Can we shift? Krishna ra samsara koro chhadi anachar. So live your life in this world following the principles of Krishna consciousness, keeping Krishna in the center, and stop committing any sinful activities. Chhadi anachar. Anachar means all sorts of prohibited, forbidden, or sinful activities. So give up all these sinful activities and Krishna ra samsara karo. Live here in this material world, keeping Krishna in the center. What is the meaning of keeping Krishna in the center? Who would like to say? We heard this phrase, isn't it? Keep Krishna in the center of your life. What does it mean? That in our home, we mark out the geometrical central point and place Krishna, and then Krishna is in the center. Yeah. High priority thoughts. Yes. So is it high priority? Top priority. Because we have so many high priorities in life. So this has to be the topmost priority. So keeping Krishna in the center means that whatever you do is for Krishna. That's what it means. To have Krishna in the center. To please Krishna, to satisfy Krishna. That's the purpose of our activities. And everything we do is in accordance with Lord Krishna's desires and his instructions. So practically speaking, everything we do, we have to think, is this according to Krishna's will or desire or instruction? Am I going to please Krishna by this act or this word? That's what it means, truly speaking, to keep Krishna in the center of our life. Every little thing we do and every big thing we do in our life, we have to ask ourselves this one question. And then we'll know whether we are keeping Krishna in the center of our life or not. So Krishna ra samsara karo chhadi anachar. So keep Krishna in the center of your life and do everything for him. This is real dharma. The Srimad Bhagavatam teaches us the highest standard of dharma. The word dharma is a much misunderstood and misapplied word. There are many types of dharma. There are many standards and levels of dharma. And one type of dharma, but most of them actually, apart from pure Krishna consciousness, which Mahaprabhu has come to give us, all according to the standard of the Srimad Bhagavatam are Kaitava Dharma. Kaitava Dharma means cheating religion. Anything that doesn't come up to this standard, where you serve Krishna only for his pleasure, you act in life only according to his instructions, the very purpose of your existence is to serve him and love him selflessly without any material motivation. This standard of religion or spirituality is the topmost standard, the highest dharma. Anything apart from this is cheating religion. That's what the Bhagavatam says. Why is it cheating religion? In what way is it cheating religion? Sorry? Yeah? Self-interest, correct. There is selfishness behind it. That we want something material from God. Even if it means some relief from some physical pain or some mental agony or some material thing like money or enjoyment or a job or a business contract or some name and fame, whatever it may be. Most people today accept religion as a vehicle for sense enjoyment. They use it to progress in this world. They would go to a temple or a church or a mosque or some place of worship, and invariably they ask God for something material. Even the prayers every day that people chant are, they have this element of self-interest in it. O Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Hallowed be thy name is wonderful. But give us this day our daily bread. Do we need to ask? Tell me, your child, how old is your child? 4 years old. Does she ask you, Father, will you give me food to eat tomorrow? Will you give me food to eat day after tomorrow? After 1 week, will you still give me food to eat? Does your child ask you that? Has she ever asked you any time? No. Many of you are parents. When your children were small, did they ever ask you, will you give me food to eat tomorrow? Why? Why didn't they ask you? Because the question never came to their mind. Why didn't the question come to their mind? Children ask a lot of questions. You know better than me. All day long they keep asking you questions. Many times they're embarrassing questions. But why didn't they ask you this one question? Why did it not even strike them to ask this question? Because they keep getting fed. They know so long as mother, father are there, everything's taken care of. I don't have to worry. Because they have implicit faith in the parent. They have complete dependence on the parent, helpless dependence on the parents. They don't even know of life beyond that. They have never thought of, they can't imagine, it's beyond their power to imagine some existence beyond the parents. So for them life is just, everything is based on the parents. Whether it's physical, emotional, everything. So therefore the parents will give. The child has no worries. It's the parents who have to worry. Children have no worry. So similarly, devotees of Krishna, being totally dependent on the Lord, have no worries. It's Krishna who has to worry. Oh, how am I going to feed my devotee? Okay, I have to make this arrangement. I have to make that arrangement. Can you quote some verse from the Bhagavad Gita in which Krishna says something similar? Well, that's slightly different context. That means that my devotee will never perish. Yes. Yes. What is the full verse? Yes. Wonderful. And what is the meaning of that? Okay, you'll get half the sweet, Mahaprasad. The other half will go to somebody who can tell us the translation. What is the meaning of this verse? Ananyas chintayanto mam ye janah paryupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. Very famous verse. Which chapter and which verse? 9th chapter. Very good. Which verse? 20? Fifth, no, slight mistake. 22nd. But you'll get the full one now. That's a good line. So Krishna says, for one who is meditating on me with one-pointed attention, Ananyas Chintayanto Mam, Ye Janaha Pari Upasate, who is always focused his mind on worshipping me, Tesham Nitya Abhiyuktanam, for those people who are constantly so engaged in my service and worship, Yoga Kshemam Vahami Aham, I will make sure that they get what they lack, and I will protect what they have. In other words, Lord Krishna promises complete protection to his devotees. So the devotees don't have to worry about, they don't even have to ask their parent, give us this day our daily bread. Just as a child doesn't have to ask the parents, please every day give me food to eat. No. Even that standard of religion is not considered the highest standard of dharma or religion. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us what real religion is all about. Somebody may say, well, if there's nothing to ask from God, why should I go to God then? Why should I go to the temple and waste my time asking if there's nothing to ask for? That's because they haven't understood what the purpose of life is, and they haven't understood what real happiness in life is. Because they think that by getting some material benefits, they will become happy. If I have some money, if I have some material enjoyment, then I will become happy. That is their thinking. So, when we come to Krishna consciousness, that whole thing is turned upside down. And we are told, no, all these attempts at material enjoyment and trying to acquire all the things of this world, they are futile. They will never give you happiness. But what will give you happiness is devotion to Krishna. That comes about by chanting Krishna's names without offenses, by worshipping Krishna, by keeping Krishna in the center, by hearing his teachings, learning them, teaching them to others, keeping Krishna in the center of our life. This is what is going to give us complete happiness. And then when we become pure devotees of the Lord, we will be released from the cycle of birth and death and go back to this kingdom of Krishna, Goloka Vrindavan, and be with him eternally, always. So therefore, Jive Daya Krishna Nam Sarva Dharma Sar. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur concludes this song by saying that the essence of dharma, or the essence of religion, Sarva Dharma Sar. Sar, no, keep it there. Keep it to the, yeah, Sarva Dharma Sar. So Sarva Dharma Sar means the essence of all dharma. What is it? Two things. Jive Daya, Krishna Nam. Jive Daya means, Jiva here means not the tongue. Jive here means the spirit soul. Because it's Bengali bhajan, so they put B for V and all that. So Jive Daya means to have compassion or mercy upon the fallen souls of this world. So the essence of dharma is that we must be very compassionate and kind to all the living beings who are here in this world. And how should we be kind to them? By giving them money, by giving them clothes to wear, by giving them a free drink. Right? Is that right? Is that how kindness should be shown? Is that how compassion should be shown? No. Compassion or kindness to the living entity should be shown by Krishna Nam, by giving them the holy name of Krishna. This is the topmost compassion or kindness that we can extend to anyone and everyone. And this is the essence of dharma. To accept the holy name ourselves in our life and to share it with others. That's all. That is what true religion is all about. It's a religion of love. It is not a religion of hatred. It is not a religion of violence, although sometimes violence may be necessary, but it's not a religion of violence. It is not a religion of selfishness. It's a religion of sacrifice, of kindness, of compassion, of happiness. One who takes Krishna's name and one who shares Krishna's name is very happy in life. Actually, if you only take Krishna's name but you don't share Krishna's name, you'll only be 50% happy. So therefore, Jivedaya, Krishna, both are essential. If you don't use it, you lose it. Right? If you don't share it also, you lose it. So whatever we have received, if we have received Krishna's name, we should share it. You see, the Vedic literatures teach us that sharing is a very important principle in life. Even material things, we should learn to share. Now those of you who are parents, you know you have to so many times settle the quarrels of children because they want to grab from each other or they don't want to share with each other, isn't it? When they want to play with something or they have some food, prasadam they have got, they want to grab. And then you have to teach them, look, you have to share with your friends, don't grab everything. So this is the conditioned mentality, we want to grab only for ourselves. But real happiness comes when we share with everybody. Whatever little thing we may have, but we share. This is traditional Vedic culture. And actually traditional culture all over the world. I know a couple of villages in India where even till today, what the villagers do is, they're all farmers. They grow crops and they are self-sufficient. They don't need to go to the market to buy anything. No Tesco's, Costco's, Sainsbury, nothing. They have the food they grow their rice, wheat, vegetables. They make their own homes, very simple homes. And they're happy, contented. They may not have the latest iPods and the iPads and the latest BMWs. That's why they're happy. And what do they do? If they have an excess of anything, let's say they've grown vegetables today, a certain kind of vegetable, and there's so much, how much can they eat in the home? And how long can you keep? Because they don't have freezers and refrigerators and everything. So they immediately distribute it to the people in the village. So we have excess of, you know, brinjals this time, why don't you take some? Or we've got excess tomatoes or potatoes or whatever it is they've made. Rice they keep for the year because that's needed, or wheat they store it for the year as much as is necessary for the year. More than that they distribute. And vegetables, fruits or anything else, they share it. Similarly, the neighbor comes around, oh, today we had some extra such and such, why don't you take it? And they take it. They don't charge them. No, I'll send you a bill later. No, they just share with each other. The whole village is like a family. They live together like that, sharing. That's why there's such a bond of affection, love and friendship in these type of villages. But where this culture has been lost, the villages become dens of politics and hatred and all sorts of other things, which you won't even find so much in the village, in the city, because in the city everyone is so busy running around for their jobs and everything. They don't have time for all this. So sharing is really the key. If you share everything, even materially, what to speak of then spiritually? If you learn to share what you have with everybody, then life is so much more happier. What is the use of money if it can't share with anybody? I ask this question many times where I go and we are with audiences. Let's say you are given two choices. One choice, is that you can be the richest person in the whole world. In fact, the whole world is your property. Everything on this earth is your property. You are the Lord and Master of the earth, but there is nobody else here. You are the only person, all alone on this earth, but everything is yours, at your beck and call. That's option one. And option two, you are what you are at the moment, with all your struggles, with all your anxieties, with all the little pains and pleasures. Which would you prefer? Option one or option two? Option two. Are you sure? How many prefer option one? Raise your hand. How many prefer option two? Everybody. Why? Why do you prefer option two? Why do you prefer option two? You want someone to talk to, and what will you talk about? You want to share something. Even in your speech, your emotion, you want to share something with somebody. Oh, I went to such and such place, I had such a good time there. You want to share your thoughts with somebody. So even at the mental level, at the emotional level, at the physical level, at the material level, what to speak of at the spiritual level? Sharing is so important. Even if you have money, you want to enjoy with friends. Even those who are materialistic, when they're rich, what do? They call all their friends, or they hire an aircraft and fly out to somewhere, some beach resort or something. Or they call for a party and then they spend tons of money. Why? Because they want to share it and enjoy it together with their friends. Just enjoying alone has no meaning. So similarly, even when it comes to spiritual happiness or spiritual life, just trying to keep it to yourself doesn't give you that much happiness. Prayena deva munayo svavimukti kama maunam charanti vijane na parartha nishtha. Prahlad says in the Srimad Bhagavatam to Narsimhadev, my dear Lord, most often we see people, munis, those who are very renowned sages, svavimukti kama, they are only concerned about their own salvation. They are not concerned about the others. Prayena deva munayo svavimukti kama maunam charanti vijane. Sometimes they take vows of silence, maunam. Sometimes charanti vijane, they wander in solitary places where nobody comes, in the jungle or in the Himalayas. They sit in some very, very solitary place. Na parartha nishtha. They are not concerned about the well-being and the happiness of the people in general. They only want their own deliverance. But I am not like that, my dear Lord, Prahlad tells Narsimhadev. I am concerned about, as Prabhupada translates, these fools and rascals who simply imagine that they are happy in sense enjoyment. Because they are enjoying this world, they think, oh, I am very happy. So I am concerned about them. Maya sukhaya bharam udvahato vimudhan. These foolish people, for the sake of maya sukha, for the sake of illusory happiness, go on accepting so many false, unnecessary responsibilities in life, lifting unnecessary burdens. Bharam udvahato. And they don't realize that the real purpose of life is Krishna consciousness, to develop love for Krishna and to serve Him. So I want to deliver these people. So I don't simply want to be liberated. I want to help these people become happy and understand the goal of their life. So if you study the lives of great saints like Prahlad and many others, And in this case, we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur. You will see that they all invariably were very, very concerned about the happiness of people in general. They weren't simply concerned with their own salvation. So here also we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas, go out every day, morning to night. Simply go out and tell people this message. And then they do that. And this month in ISKCON is very famous as the month of the book distribution marathon. Yes, the devotees all over the world in ISKCON temples, they step outside all day, they go and distribute books. At least the devotees who are living in the temples, they do that. And even devotees living outside do whatever they can. They talk to their colleagues, their friends, their relatives, their neighbors, or people at random, they approach them and try to distribute Bhagavad Gita or some other books of Srila Prabhupada that deal with Krishna consciousness. In this month especially, it is the month of sharing. Every month is a month of sharing. Every day is a day of sharing Krishna consciousness. But in particular, this month in ISKCON is well known for sharing transcendental literature in the same mood that we see in this song. So we go to people and say, my dear sir, please take this nice book. And it contains many nice things about how you can be happy in life and how you can understand the goal of your life. It's all about meditation, about yoga, about Krishna. So in this way we try to share what we have received. We are very, very fortunate because we have received this gift of Krishna consciousness. But if we want to preserve that fortune, we have to share it. We can't be miserly and just keep it to ourselves and say, well, I've got Krishna consciousness now, I'm satisfied with it. I'm just going to be with it now. Actually, the more you try to keep it to yourself and not share it, the lesser you will find, the quicker you will lose the enthusiasm for Krishna consciousness. And the more we are involved in trying to spread this consciousness and this message to everybody else, the more enthusiastic we will become. Many times, I'm sure many of you are sometimes engaged in helping other people's problems. And of course, every one of us, we all have our own problems. Anyone who doesn't have problems in life? Yes, Ali is always very happy. So you're the only one who doesn't have problems, right? Yes? Yes. Wait till you grow up. So everyone has problems in life, right? But have you noticed, when you try to help other people with their problems, you forget your own problems. Because now you don't have time to think about your own problems. When you have so much time on hand, you're always worried about my problem, and then you go into self-pity. Oh, poor me. Just see how much I have to suffer. Just see this problem I have, and that problem, and why did that person say this to me? I've done so much for this person. Just see still what they have done for me. So we get into that syndrome. But the moment we start worrying not about ourselves, but about Krishna and about the welfare of others, we forget our own problems. There's one devotee in the Bhaktivedanta manor. He's a brahmachari. He's quite elderly in age. He's 65 or something. Prayojana Prabhu. So he was telling me one time that he got a very good instruction from Mother Kulangana. You heard of Mother Kulangana? She's 85 years old. Very fired up devotee. More enthusiastic than devotees who are maybe one quarter of her age. So one time there was some program, or some Harinam Sankirtan program, or some such program for which the devotees were going. And somehow Prayojan Prabhu was not going for it. So then she met him and said, "What happened? Why have you not gone for the program?" And that day Prayojan Prabhu said, "I was upset because of some problem. Something happened. Every day we are going to have problems. What's new about that, right?" So he had some problem. So he said, "I am very upset because of such and such problem and I don't want to go." So she said, she just told him one line. She said, "Don't think so much about yourself, think about Krishna." And he said, that opened his eyes. He said, such a simple but such a wonderful instruction. Because we are too absorbed in ourselves, we don't have time to think about Krishna, or don't have time to think about others. So the moment he heard that, he realized, yes, I should forget about my problem. I should just go and Jive Daya Krishna Nam. Yes, I should just go and spread the holy name and give real happiness to everybody. Why should I be so absorbed in my petty problems? Ultimately, these problems are really petty. Whatever you may think of, it may seem to be a very big problem when it's there, but actually it's a very petty problem. Somebody said this to me, somebody did that to me, this happened to me, that happened to me, or this the health problem, that. At the end of the day, it's really very small. So this is what Krishna consciousness is all about. To receive the holy name and everything that comes with it, and to share the holy name and everything that comes with it. So in this month, please do try to at least distribute some books to somebody, whoever it may be, in your place of work or on the streets or anywhere. And for those who are more favorable to listen, you can tell them about chanting Hare Krishna. Actually, the pastime that I narrated to you about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas is just the beginning of a wonderful pastime in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. But we don't have time to talk about that. Does anyone know which pastime that is? Jagai and Madhai, the deliverance of the two great sinful, not great, yeah, they were greatly sinful. Two greatly sinful people, Jagai and Madhai. But eventually they became great because they received the mercy of Mahaprabhu. They also became pure devotees. So this is the spirit in which we should try to do our Krishna consciousness. So I hope that in Manchester also you will do the same. In whatever way you can, to the extent you can, each of us must do something. Even children can do something. They can also go and give a book to somebody. And actually, they are more effective. So engage your children also in these activities and they will also be very purified. So all of you, would you like to go and distribute some books? Yes? Yes, good. Okay, so we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments? Yes. Even though even though the instructions about sharing is caring is so simple, why are we not able to follow? Because of our conditioned history of so many millions of lives where we didn't want to share. We didn't want to care. Now we have to dare to care and dare to share. That's what Krishna consciousness is all about. It opens our eyes, it opens our heart out to another level, another sphere of existence, to open our lives to the joys of sharing. And when you have the best thing and you share the best thing you have, that's the greatest joy. You know, when you may have many things in your treasury, but the biggest joy will come when you will share the most priceless of them all. If you have better things to share and you're just giving the lower grade things to somebody, because you're still keeping the higher grade things for yourself. You're sharing the other lower ones. But when you share the best thing you have, then that's the greatest happiness. So we may have money, we may have a car and a house and this and that. And yes, we share these things sometimes. But the best thing in your treasury is the holy name. There's nothing more valuable than that gift. So we have to share this with everybody. So we will become happy and others will become happy. Two things. One is the association of devotees, or devotees who are doing this kind of thing, who are in this consciousness. And the second is lack of practice in doing it. If you keep doing it, then you get the taste of it. Once you get the taste, then you don't stop. How does somebody start drinking? I know it's the wrong place to ask, but first of all, they go to the company of people who are drinking. And somebody says, come on, take something to drink. And then he starts doing it. Initially, he's, oh, what a terrible taste. He doesn't want to drink it. But then, keeps on doing it. Why? Because others are doing it. He does it again, little more, and then he starts getting the taste for it. And then thinks, this is nectar. Then he wants to do it more and more and more. And then he asks others also. Then he preaches. He says, yes. Jive daya scotch nam sarva dharma sar. So I will deliver them by sharing my liquor with them. Yes. It's harder to teach Krishna consciousness to somebody whose stomach is full. Actually, Krishna consciousness doesn't depend on the degree of fullness of our stomach. In one sense, yes. If we are really in hunger, genuinely in hunger and pain, it is hard to focus our mind on Krishna. That's a fact. But if that were the only reason why somebody doesn't accept Krishna consciousness, why is it that you have millions of people in the world who have their stomachs full and still don't take to Krishna consciousness? If that were the reason, we should have many, many more devotees. On the contrary, if you look at the history of great devotees in Krishna consciousness, you will see many of them were very, very poor. So poor, they barely had food to eat in the house. In India, you have dozens and dozens of such great examples. So Krishna consciousness is not dependent on these things. At the same time, we are not trying to minimize the importance of food and hunger. Yes, it is hard. Even as devotees, when you are very hungry or very in pain due to some disease or something, then yes, we find it hard to chant the holy names. The mind gets distracted. Beyond a point, it's hard to fast and so on. So alright, but we give Krishna prasadam. Srila Prabhupada said one time, he said, where is the problem of hunger? We are willing to feed everybody. Come to our temples, we will feed you. But, and that was a big but. What was the but? They have to wake up in the morning for Mangalarati. They have to sit and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Whole day be engaged in Krishna's service. Just like all these devotees. we will provide you full prasadam, no shortage of food. But there were no takers. Nobody took up that offer. So economic necessity is not the only obstruction to Krishna consciousness. You have had in history many devotees, great devotees who were very poor. You also had many great devotees who were very wealthy. We see many examples of poor people who are atheists, non-believers. We also see examples of rich people who are atheists and non-believers. So you have both examples in all categories of social strata and economic levels. Krishna consciousness comes because of something special, some connection to Krishna from the previous life. So whether one is economically well off or not, one can take to it. But actually, the Srimad Bhagavatam explains that when one has too much of these things, one is economically too well off, then it is impossible practically to take to this process. Kunti Maharani in the Srimad Bhagavatam first canto, she says, Janmaishwarya Shruta Shri Bhir Edhamana Madha Puman Naivarhatya Bidhatumbai Tvamakinchana Gochara. She says to Krishna, my dear Krishna, for anyone who has these four things, Janma means high birth, to be born in a very aristocratic family, very cultured family, Aishwarya, lot of wealth, Shruti, lot of education, big degrees and so on, Shri, lot of beauty, etc. Edhamana Madah Puman, those who have these four things or even one of these four things, they become madah, mad, like an intoxicated person. An intoxicated person doesn't know what he's talking. He lives in a world of his own, isn't it? He lives in a world divorced from reality. He has delusions of grandeur about himself. He may start saying, I am Napoleon, I am so and so. He believes himself to be like that. So similarly, when we become puffed up because of wealth and prestige and high position, then we start imagining things about ourselves that are completely not true from a spiritual point of view and even from a material point of view. And therefore Kunti Maharani says, Naivarhate bidhatumai tvam akinchana gochara. So such a person cannot helplessly call out your names. He cannot take shelter of you. Because he thinks, I have all this with me, I have money, I have prestige, I have strength, I have all my capabilities. Why do I need to take shelter of Krishna like this? Cannot take shelter. But a poor person becomes humble. Because he's so oppressed by the difficulties of life in this material world, he calls out, Lord, please help me, I have no other shelter but you. So it's easier for a poor person to be humble. Although sometimes poor people also can become very proud. There is a saying in English, even a pauper is proud of his penny. So pride is such a thing, it can come anywhere. But the chances are that when you are crushed by suffering, you can take to God. On the other hand, when you have too much of wealth, you forget God. Even in the Bible, there is a saying that it's easier to thread an elephant through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to go to the kingdom of God. That's how these things may be so difficult when we have money and all that. At the same time, yes, we don't deny the importance of hunger and what disturbance it can cause in life. All right? Does that answer your question? So talking of hunger, I should not keep everybody hungry. Yes? Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Krishna. So, Maharaj, we are very privileged, honored. It is definitely our life and soul that such a person like you, that we may get some chance to get some association. And in doing so, that maybe our hearts become very grateful for your so wonderful endeavor, trying to help us and share with us the topmost thing that you have in your life, which is the holy names. So we'd like to say loudly three times to welcome you to Manchester. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! So, His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj, he's with us for today and tomorrow. And the program tomorrow will start at 6:30 at Manchester University. Yes, is that correct? So we have a hall there that can take at least 100 people, so everyone is welcome to come. And there'll be a address on the notice board if you'd like to come. So please, let's make a very cooperative effort and try and occupy that place in a nice way, so that it looks very, very nice and pleasing for all those who are worried about coming, maybe. Hare Krishna. We also had a very special day yesterday. Manchester had a very special day. Its congregation had a very special day yesterday, that we had six people who committed themselves further towards Srila Prabhupada and the mission and to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I thought we'd take the opportunity today. I think most of them are here, that they may stand and get introduced. So yesterday, if you took Brahmin initiation, and you took first initiation, if you just stand for 2 minutes so that the congregation can see. Hare Krishna. Don't be shy, yeah? Yep. We're talking about sharing now. Hare Krishna. So, Bhagya Krishna Prabhu, you're obliged. Hare Krishna. Kunadaraj Prabhu, is he this way? Yeah. Sometimes humility, it keeps us seated. But sometimes humility means that we get up. Hare Krishna. So we'd like to say loudly three times to our upcoming stars of Krishna consciousness, who we hope will become moons, by loudly saying three times. Yes, I'll do that. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! So, in terms of first initiation, we have Dilip Prabhu, whose now name is Damodar Vilas Das. Hare Krishna! Jai! And then we have Sundar Ishwara Das, who was Subhash Prabhu previously. He's now changed. Jai! And then we have our four brahmanas, who is have they left? Okay, do you want to call him in 2 minutes, since it's a very important announcement? So Savagya Krishna Prabhu, Hare Krishna, we want to give you the opportunity to stand. And Lalit Prabhupati Mataji, she is visitor. Hare Krishna. So Gonataraj Prabhu and Lalit Prabhupati Mataji have both taken Brahmin initiation, and we're very, very happy that they are taking our step towards a larger temple, 3 or 4 steps closer. And then we have Savagya Krishna Prabhu and his wife, Maravi Dattamataji, were both also taking the commitment of Brahmin initiation. And we were at one time very much bereft of Brahminas, and from January we'll have at least 9. So, Hare Krishna. So please, be encouraged that there is a life beyond material life. And there's a life there where Krishna is waiting for your commitment and service. Hare Krishna, like Maharaj has said tonight very nicely. So Maharaj, has been very auspicious that you're here, that we have these initiates, and we hope that somehow or another, Maharaj, we can encourage you maybe, that you may be able to give us some shelter and help this center to move forward. Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Thank you very much indeed. So I'll pass it over to the chief commander of the temple.
Hare Krishna. So first of all, give a big round of Haribol to Maharaj for such a wonderful class. Haribol! 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 Just made some notes of Maharaj's class. No, actually we requested Maharaj that, you know, Maharaj, please guide us, you know, whenever you come, you know, please guide us to our next steps, how we progress as an individual, as a community, you know, now we can serve the Manchester and the people around. And every year he comes and he gives these wonderful, nice, gem-like instructions, and we follow, and whenever we followed it, we had wonderful, reciprocation from the Lord. So last year Maharaj asked us that, you know, if we can have Radha Krishna on the altar, they'll be much better for your preaching. Now, because of the space, we only accommodate Radha Gokulanand. You know, so Jagannath is not here. So Maharaj, we are 50% following your instruction. But we hope that one day we'll follow the full instruction. So today also, you know, we asked Maharaj, please give us instruction on how we make, we have some quality devotees now, as we, you know, witnessed, you know, we have 2 new initiates and 4 brahmanas. So our quality is increasing now, you know, month by month, year by year, you know, our devotees are getting more sincere, you know, coming forward and are doing so many services in the temple, and we have very wonderful, nice mood in the temple. So we have a nice quality of devotees here. But now we also want quantity. Now many of, you know, from last 6 months at least, you know, everybody is saying, you know, this temple is too full. You know, now see today, even though it's working day, yesterday some of reached Manchester about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, but still you are here. You know, so there's a nice mood, you know, and the temple is full. And now whenever we have a big festival, you know, this temple is not big enough, you know. Last year we did our 5 major festival outside, you know, because we had, you know, excess about 150, 200, you know, and Janmashtami, about 400 devotees were there. So this temple is getting smaller, and, you know, everybody is saying, you know, please move outside. But to move, get a new property, it needs money, you know, and we are not, you know, big rich people here. So, it's, you know, devotees are very clever. So rather than we take the money, you know, we put everything on Krishna. So our plan is that we go out next year and make so many devotees and make this temple so full that Krishna gets embarrassed. Then why my devotees are so much struggling in this temple? So he has to arrange a new temple for us. As Maharaj is saying in the class, that, you know, the parent or father, you know, children never ask, you know, give me a food, you know. So he says, my child is hungry, he gives the food. So when Krishna sees that, you know, my devotee needs a new temple, a new place, and he'll give it. So unless until we are ready, you know, Krishna won't give it. So it is our desire that from next year, our focus will be on the more preaching and more outreach. We wanted to announce it, you know, sometimes near the next year, but today since Maharaj is here, so I thought, you know, this is appropriate time to announce that, you know, what is our focus for the next year. So next year, you know, we'll be making more and more, you know, outreach programs. You know, we are sharing our, you know, Krishna consciousness more and more with the people, you know, who still didn't have, you know, Krishna consciousness. So starting from, you know, today or from this month, you know, many of our devotees going for the book distribution, and one of our stars is, you know, they are constantly going on a book distribution. And soon I believe, you know, some of our devotees also go, you know, for the book distribution. And I urge all the devotees that please come forward, you know, and you can do as much book distribution as possible. You don't need to go every day morning from, you know, 10 o'clock till 5 o'clock. You can come back home, you know, and go, you know, even for 1 hour, you know, in your neighborhood area, you know, just door to door, you know, knock on the door, you know, present a nice Prabhupada's book, you know, and you can go in a community. Very well, Bhuji, very well. So there you go. That's the, you know, fresh announcement, Clive Prabhu, that anyone would like to go for book distribution, you know, you can just go along with him, you know, just follow his dhoti, you know, just pull his dhoti and just follow him, you know. You know, and wherever he sits, you know, you just sit next to him, you know, and then you'll get all the, you know, power, empowerment, you know, from him. So yeah, it's a nice way of, you know, getting that fear out of your heart. You know, just go with the devotees who are doing it, you know, and your fear will go away. But you pray to Panchadeva and Adagokulanan. Then that many our devotees, you know, go very regularly, not just marathon, you know, but for the whole next year, you know, and the year after, more and more book distribution, you know, and sharing more and more Krishna consciousness with everybody. As Maharaj said, you know, the more you share, the more you become enriched. The more you keep it to yourself, and the more quickly you lose the enthusiasm. So to get our enthusiasm going, I think we must share our Krishna consciousness with everybody. In the same line, we are arranging some of our programs of Shikshashtakam Prabhu, who is coming next week from 16th December. So he'll be giving a 4-day seminar on a topic called How to Go Beyond Right and Wrong. So that's his, you know, the kind of flagship program for visit this time. But the other major program that we're trying to organize is that, you know, organize small house programs, not big house programs, you know, where we have, you know, 50, 60 devotees in one house. But you're asking devotees that you invite Prabhuji to your house and invite your friends and relatives, you know, or the other devotees, you know, who are not so, who like to come to the temple, but, you know, they have not come to the temple. So organize a small house program in your house. So when Prabhuji comes, you know, he can give a very quality time to everybody. So you can have, you know, one-to-one session, and he'll be here for 2 weeks. So you have enough now. We have about 8 to 10 days, you know, of house programs. So we already have 2-3 house programs already booked. But those who like to do house program in your house, again, you know, it we are deliberately asking, make it small, you know, not more than 20 devotees in that house program. You know, so, you know, the quality of time given by Shikshashtakam Prabhu is very high quality. Because in big house programs, you know, that personal touch, you know, we lose the personal touch. So any devotees who like to arrange this program, please do come forward and we will organize it for you. And also, tomorrow we have a university program. Our Akash Prabhu and his wife, they are wonderfully, you know, doing this teaching program in Manchester University. We also like to, you know, support Prabhuji and all his effort, you know, in the university preaching, because these are the students, you know, they might not stay in the Manchester for a long time, but wherever they'll go, these are the seeds, you know, sown in Manchester, fructified somewhere else. So Krishna also reciprocates. You know, somebody will sow the seed somewhere else, they'll come to Manchester and will reap the fruit. Tomorrow Maharaj is doing program in the Manchester University, and in the next year also we'll like to support this university program more and more, as much as we can in the university. And, you know, we have some more plans as well for the outreach program. That is, and when it materializes and fructifies, we'll let you know. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Just last announcement, important announcement. You know, many devotees like to meet Maharaj personally. You know, last year he was here, you know, it was 2-3 days, and many devotees had to queue for his darshan. So Maharaj is here tomorrow from morning till about 5 o'clock, and Wednesday till 10 o'clock in the morning. So any devotee would like to meet Maharaj, either you can see myself or Vajinal Prabhu or Maharaj's servant Santanu Prabhu. So you can arrange a proper time for you, so don't have to come and wait in the queue. So if you like to see Maharaj, please let us know, and we can arrange some time for you. Hare Krishna. And we'll have the prasadam now, and after the prasadam, Maharaj will be like to see Maharaj for a few minutes, and he'll be also able to see. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Swami Maharaj ki jaya. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Nitai Gopremanande.